This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I am, as I believe I've said before, a big space guy. Apollo, Gemini, the whole deal, especially from the early days. Which is why when I heard that ABC is turning Lily Capel's book, The Astronaut Wives Club, into a miniseries, I was pretty much in. It's the story of the women behind the men of NASA's Mercury program, the original seven astronauts. And just as their husbands were chosen, so too were the wives chosen in the space race against the Russians, except in a different kind of way.
Sounds like we're propaganda.
Now, who's to say that putting your best foot forward wouldn't be a real factor in your husband's success? Besides, it's not like you ladies have a lot of bad habits or big secrets.
Of course not.
We're just a bunch of housewives.
Or, actually, so much more, really. Stephanie Savage brought the book to the small screen. She's probably best known for her work on other television shows starring women, Gossip Girl for one, and before that, The O.C. I went out to her office at Disney the other day and started with why this topic and why this book.
I think it was the combination of the excitement of the period and the space program, and then it was an opportunity to tell that story through a completely different perspective, which was the point of view of the wives.
The thing about astronaut wives, though, is that you're writing about real people. That's got to be a challenge. Real people, some of whom are still alive. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
Challenging?
Definitely challenging. I mean, I feel like we have a real responsibility to tell something that is truthful to these people's, you know, points of view and who they were. At the same time, we've got to fit it into 10 episodes. So you're trying to find a balance between something that is historically accurate as possible, but also is going to be entertaining to an audience. You also have a second challenge when you're doing something that's based on women's history, which is a lot of this stuff is not written down or recorded anywhere.
So how did you do it? That's actually a great point.
I think the work that Lily Capel did in her book is really important because she did a real oral history. She went out to all of these women's homes all across the country, sat in their kitchens, and took down their stories. So we mostly worked from the book, and I read a lot of the transcripts, especially for Betty and Reen and Joe, who are our seven wives who are still, who Joe passed away very recently, but who were still alive at the time.
Did you meet the wives?
I had the good fortune of meeting Betty Grissom. Just this last spring.
And what was that like?
It was amazing. She's a real tough cookie. She doesn't hold anything back. She reminds me a lot of my mom in that way. A very straight shooter.
Yeah, we should remind folks how her husband died in the fire in Apollo 1 in January 67.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, well, that's, you know. Well, so that's actually a really good question. People know what's going to happen. How do you write that in a way that makes people want to come back next week?
I think some people know what's going to happen. I actually think a lot of people don't. And nothing would make me happier as if people got curious enough to actually go online and start looking and researching the Apollo 1 fire and like what happened and who died and who was responsible. And that would be amazing to me if people would actually, you know, go to the trouble to figure that stuff out.
Do you worry at all about getting typecast is the wrong word, but pigeonholed, I guess, into this woman who does women's issue stories?
No, because I actually think that even doing this, coming from Gossip Girl, is a pretty big shift. In my mind, Gossip Girls is a story about that's the foundation is female friendship and that it explores a lot of things that weren't getting serviced on television at all. But I think in the popular consciousness, that's not really what it was about. So doing something like this that's a little bit more grown up, a little bit more overtly in the world of gender dynamics is a big shift. And I know even some of the wives, when they heard that I was going to be the person writing the series, had some misgivings because their sense was, oh, if it's the woman from Gossip Girl, it's going to be like Gossip Girl.
You clearly had a very clear concept of this miniseries, right? You had a beginning and an end and all the stuff in the middle. Are you going to do that again for other subject matter? Or I guess maybe you'll wait and see.
I'd love to do something like this again. I mean, ABC was sort of asking us, well, what, you know, they would love to have this be something that could go on for many seasons. But there are so many amazing untold women stories that I'd be happy to do one of these every summer for the rest of my life. There's just so many stories that haven't been told.
Stephanie Savage, thanks so much.
Thank you.
The Astronaut Wives Club premieres tonight on ABC. Local listings, as they say.